Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now partly cloudy and 38 degrees. Police say a 15-year-old opened fire at his high school in suburban Detroit Tuesday, killing three and wounding eight others.
A grisly scene at Oxford High School in Oxford Township, Michigan, where police say a sophomore used a gun his father bought just last week. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard calling it an
unspeakable and unforgivable event.
He says the suspect isn't talking and they don't know a motive yet. But Bouchard says as 911 got over 100 calls on the shooting, officers went in.
As they were coming down the hall, they saw him and he put his hands up and they took a gun and took him into custody.
That gun still had several bullets in it. Those killed include a 14-year-old girl, a 17-year-old girl, and a 16-year-old boy. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police say a 13-year-old boy who was shot at a South Wichita home Monday evening has died. The victim identified as 13-year-old Galen Threet. Police say a 16-year-old came home with a handgun, and he and the 13-year-old were handling the firearm when it went off. Emergency responders found the younger child suffering from a gunshot wound to the head. The shooting is believed to be accidental, but an investigation is continuing. Adults were at home at the time, but were not aware that a gun was in the house. Police spokesman Trevor Macy has a reminder for parents.
Make sure if you have children in your home and there's guns in your home that you're educating them about firearm safety. Make sure that you're keeping firearms in a safe location, away from where children would gain access to them.
A 55-year-old Texas woman has been sentenced to life in prison without parole for her role in the death of a Kansas couple who were vendors at a county fair. Kimberly Stacy Younger was sentenced Monday for capital murder and other charges. She was one of four carnival workers convicted in the July 2018 killings of 78-year-old Alfred Carpenter and his 79-year-old wife Pauline of Wichita. They were killed after working at the Barton County Fair in Kansas. Their bodies were later found in northwest Arkansas. The White House is expected to impose tighter COVID-19 testing requirements for international travelers to the U.S.
The Biden administration's plan to strengthen testing rules for both vaccinated and unvaccinated international travelers comes as the COVID-19 Omicron variant spreads across the globe. Details on the new protocols are being finalized ahead of a speech by President Biden Thursday. A senior administration official says one of the policies under consideration is a requirement for all air travelers heading to the U.S. to get tested within a day of boarding a flight instead of the current 3-day window. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying other ideas on the table include additional post-arrival testing and self-quarantines. The U.S. banned most travel from 8 countries in southern Africa where the new variant was first detected. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A direct challenge to Roe v. Wade will be heard by the Supreme Court this morning.
A Mississippi law banning most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy would alter a legal precedent for abortion first put in place by the 1973 Roe v. Wade case prohibiting limits on the procedure up to the third trimester. Lower courts have struck down Mississippi's law. The state argues a viability rule set by Roe is not workable and precedent should be overturned. Women's health clinics are challenging the Mississippi law and say the court has an unbroken line of decisions over the last 50 years, guaranteeing each person the right to decide whether to continue a pre-viability pregnancy. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Sedgwick County is still accepting applications for federal pandemic relief money. County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News you can apply on the county's website.
It's pretty easy Q&A, and you've got to, if you're an individuals or, I mean, an organization or company, it shows how you can submit a application for consideration. We're not near in the hurry that we were last year in the CARES world, CARES money, because this has a couple of years to decide and determine.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS on a Wednesday morning, very first day of December now. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Traffic so far this morning. Hey, things are looking pretty good out there. Not seeing much in the way of, traffic problems out there. Although, we do have something that's going to start today. So let's go ahead and tell you about that right now. It's on K-15. Both directions, north and southbound, between Meadowlark and 55th Street. What they're going to be doing is some utility work there. Doesn't start until the show ends this morning at about 9 a.m. But just remember that K-15 between Meadowlark and 55th at 9 a.m., a total stop of traffic there. They're going to close it, be closed from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now, where is that from Derby?
That's Derby.
That is Derby. That's what, yeah. I was thinking. All right, let's take a look at the forecast this morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. After a brief cool down yesterday, temperatures are headed right back in the upward direction. In fact, we'll likely be breaking records by this time tomorrow. Clear and cool this morning, then sunny and warm this afternoon with a high 69. Dry and quiet through tonight, Charlo 44, sunshine Thursday and 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a few clouds, 32 degrees, west wind at 5 miles per hour. 32 degrees Fahrenheit, that is even freezing. Good morning, Ted Woodward. Dan, what's up? You got something else?
Yeah, I was just going to give you a quick update on that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not going to be closed that entire time. It's not going to be closed from 9 to 3. They're going to be closing it at times between 9 and 3. So at times it could be open, but you know, again, they also say no specific times announced or planned. So you can just expect that sometime between 9 and 3 today, either north or southbound or both can be closed at any given time.
All right, so, yes, 32 degrees right now. It's 6:12, 12 minutes past 6 o'clock. We had a partly cloudy, breezy day across central Kansas Tuesday. Temperature, high temperature was 63 degrees. Normal high for the date, 51. So we're still warmer than normal. In 1983, the average temperature in Wichita for the month of December was 16.4 degrees, making this the coldest December on record for the air capital and the second coldest month ever. That was in 1983.
That is pretty chilly.
The coldest month on record was January 1940 with an average of 16.2 degrees.
Woo.
16.2. An average now.
Yeah.
That was cold month. All right.
It doesn't look like we're heading that way this year.
So far, yeah, it looks like we've got a late summer, fall type conditions going.
Average 16 degrees. Woo.
On this date in 1955, Rosa Parks, a black seamstress, was arrested after refusing to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery, Alabama city bus. The incident sparked a year-long boycott of the buses by blacks. Really got probably the first thing that really, first story that kind of caught national media's attention about what this sort of thing. And, of course, made Rosa Parks just an icon of the civil rights movement. I don't know if she ever meant it to be that way, but she got to be somebody who's revered in the civil rights movement. The back seat on the bus, not the best seat in the house anyway. But before today, we've got a major story coming out of Washington today because it could really have an impact on our society for a long time to come, depending on how the justices decide. Anyway, we have a new sort of a flavor to the Supreme Court, a little more conservative now, and it could change things. Today's major abortion case at the Supreme Court, the justices have heard from thousands of people already and organizations urging the court to either save or scrap two big abortion decisions. But when it convenes, the justices will hear from just three lawyers. One represents the state of Mississippi, another represents the state's only abortion clinic, and the third represents the Biden administration. The justices are to hear just over an hour's worth of arguments in the case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. Now, Mississippi wants the high court to overturn two seminal decisions, Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. Those decisions say women have a constitutional right to abortion before a fetus is viable. Constitutional right. Never read that in the Constitution, but that's the way that they've tried to interpret it. So, gosh, it could have a major impact, Ted, I think, on our society if it goes one way or the other. But
why does the Biden administration have a stake in this?
Of course, they would have, I would presume, that from a standpoint of pro-choice, I guess. As administrations,
is that the presidential administration's job?
Well, obviously, they have the opportunity to do it, though, you know, to argue it one way or the other. And they're going to do that. So we'll see how it turns out. And we're going to keep an eye on that. That's a very important story today. It really is. It's a crime that has puzzled police in Germany. Some burglars broke through the wall of a toy store in the town of Liebstadt and stole dozens of Lego sets. The break-in took place over the weekend.
Talk about Grinch.
Yeah. When authorities arrived to investigate, they found the thieves left about 100 empty cardboard boxes behind. They just took the Legos. They didn't take the boxes. In addition to finding the culprits and their motive, authorities are also trying to figure out whether the burglars took the instruction books for the Lego sets. You got to have those instruction books to see where to put the blocks, right?
Yeah.
Very important thing.
Just a tip, though, for anybody dealing with Legos, make sure that you're wearing shoes anywhere there's a saturation of Legos.
I learned that with my grandkids because I don't think my kids were of the age where Legos were a big deal. Ted, what's your generation? Were you Legos or are you more of Lincoln Logs?
No, I'm more of a Lincoln Logs Tinker Toys.
Yeah.
That was
one of the first things I got for Scott when he was little was Lincoln Logs. We had a ball working with those things.
They're fun. Loved those things. I think my younger siblings were more into Legos.
Yeah, you could do it. With a Lincoln Log, you could make some really neat forts and houses and cabins and put your army guys in there, your cowboys or whatever, right? It's that time of the year we'll be probably talking about toys here for the next, 3 weeks or so, the first day of December. 6:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted, take it away.
Got a lot going on tonight, including Shocker basketball, Wichita State on the road at Oklahoma State, going down to Stillwater. Shocks are 5-1. Pokes are 6-1. They've won 5 in a row. Shockers have won their last 2 trips down to Stillwater. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
And in fact, since these teams revived their rivalry a few years back, the road team has won every time. 4-0. Pokes have won twice here in Wichita, and Shockers have won twice in Stillwater.
Yeah, I think that Wichita State-Oklahoma State rivalry goes back a few years before they were even named those colleges, I think. Anyway, that's another story.
Yeah, of course, Oklahoma State was Oklahoma A&M, back in the day.
Many years ago, yeah.
Oklahoma State is in the top 5 in the nation in block shots and steals.
Wow.
So they're tough on defense.
Good.
We'll see how this one fares. The Shocks are a 6.5-point underdog going down to Stillwater. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock. And, of course, you can listen live on 103.7 KEYN. K-State men are home tonight against a team they've never played before. Albany comes to Manhattan. K-State is a 17.5-point favorite against the Great Danes. K-State is 3-2 on the season. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight in Bramlage Coliseum. The Wichita State women are home tonight. 6 o'clock tip at Coke Arena, hosting Oral Roberts, making its first visit here in a decade. Shocker ladies are off to their best start in 23 years. They have a record of 6-1. They haven't lost at home yet. They're on a 3-game winning streak, and they are in the top 10 in the nation in rebounding. Shocker ladies home tonight, 6 o'clock at Coke Arena. The Wichita Thunder is on a winning streak. They've won 3 in a row, and tonight they head to a place they've never been before. First time ever, the Thunder taking on the Iowa Heartlanders. That's in Iowa City. They are the bottom team in the league. See if the Thunder can get their 4th win in a row. 7 o'clock tonight in Iowa City. Wichita Thunder on the road. Wichita's in 3rd place right now in the division standings. JUCO men's basketball tonight over in El Dorado. 15th-ranked Butler Community College hosting Coffeyville. Butler off to an 8-1 start. They haven't lost at home yet at the power plant this season. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 7:15 tonight, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. Boy, the Phoenix Suns, they win again. In fact, this was a matchup of the top 2 teams in the NBA. In Phoenix last night, the Suns beat the Golden State Warriors 104-96. Coming off the bench for the Suns, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet had 9 points and 3 assists. So, after this win by Phoenix, both teams are now 18-3 on the season, tied for the best mark in the NBA. The Suns on a 17-game winning streak. Former Shocker Landry Shamet helping out the Suns.
Yeah, he's right in the middle of it there, coming off that bench.
Pretty good stuff right there. A little Shocker basketball history. It was 70 years ago on this night. The Shockers played their first game ever under their new head coach, Ralph Miller.
Ralph Miller.
It was a 7-point loss at Colorado. But it got the Shocker basketball tenure under Ralph Miller off to a start. Ralph's first game as head coach of the Shockers was 70 years ago on this night. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. Don't forget, before the show ends today, I've got a big Christmas prize package to give away. I've got vouchers for Illuminations at Botanica. I've got a 35th anniversary Mannheim Steamroller Christmas CD. And I've got a tin of Mannheim Steamroller Cinnamon Hot Chocolate.
I'm
giving away that prize package sometime before we wrap up at 9 o'clock this morning. So stay tuned for your chance to win.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. It's not necessarily your age that is slowing down your metabolism. That's coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. It's 6:30 here on this Wednesday morning. KNSS, 32 degrees now. A primetime cable news show host is suspended.
CNN saying it suspended Chris Cuomo indefinitely after learning about the great lengths he went to help his older brother, former Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, handle a sexual harassment scandal. Cuomo previously acknowledged offering his brother advice, but transcripts of testimony in a sexual harassment investigation released Monday show the younger Cuomo's involvement went much deeper. Chris Cuomo pressed sources for information on his brother's accusers and was active in preparing then-Governor Cuomo's response to the allegations. Andrew Cuomo resigned in August after investigators working for the state attorney general's office concluded he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt says some of the state's public universities are violating a new state law regarding medical and religious exemptions for COVID-19 vaccinations. Schmidt sent a letter to the State Board of Regents saying the University of Kansas and Kansas State University are violating a law passed during a special legislative session last week that made it easier for employees to acquire medical or religious exemptions to COVID-19 vaccines. Schmidt says forms requiring employees to explain in detail their religious beliefs violate the law. He also says the universities cannot set arbitrary deadlines to comply with their requirements.
Dr. Steve Stites, Chief Medical Officer of the University of Kansas Health System, says the new COVID-19 variant, Omicron, seems to have different symptoms than the earlier strains of the virus.
There are regions in South Africa where 90% of the cases being presented are the Omicron variant. What's also interesting in those areas is that the physicians there and the health ministry is reporting the symptoms tend to be early on, at least. And again, we're building this airplane while we fly it. They may be a little milder than the Delta symptoms. They predominantly present with nausea, dizziness, maybe a dry cough, and lightheadedness and fatigue.
Dr. Stites says Omicron so far does not present with a loss of taste or smell. There's also been no severe respiratory issues reported with Omicron.
Sedgwick County is working with state officials promoting a new mental health facility for the Wichita area. County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News more and more people with mental health issues are on the streets or behind bars.
And we just think that a mental health facility in the Wichita area, it doesn't have to be downtown, it could be anywhere in the region, can help serve this population, which is the majority of the mental health between us and Kansas City, majority of the mental health patients that go into the state system.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Studying social media could soon be required in Florida public schools.
A bill making its way through the state legislature would require schools teach students about the benefits and risks of social media. An entire curriculum would be developed, which would be made available to parents. Chief sponsor Danny Burgess says he's taking action because of what he sees as kids losing their innocence earlier with the prevalence of social media. So far, it's getting enthusiastic bipartisan support. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It looks like this dry weather pattern we've been in is going to continue for at least the next 7 days. Temperatures will be up and down, and by tomorrow, we could be setting a new record high. Sunshine up to 69 for the high this afternoon. Clear overnight, air low 44. Much warmer Thursday and 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now, a few clouds and 32 degrees. We have a west wind at 5 miles per hour. 6:34, Stephen Ted in the Morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. First day of December, Ted. And Christmas is exactly, 3 weeks away or something like that? Yeah, pretty close to 3 weeks away.
Yeah, anyway. 3.5 weeks out.
Yep, it's right around the corner. On this date in 1824, the presidential election was turned over to the U.S. House of Representatives when a deadlock developed among John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson, William H. Crawford, and Henry Clay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two of those would become presidents. In fact, Adams ended up the winner. John Quincy. That would be the son of John Adams, the first there. So there you go. And that's not something into dealt with in 1776, but just the character of John Adams Sr. was in the 1776, right? That's the one you got to play.
One of our founding fathers.
Apparently all these guys were characters in some way. I mean, I'm sure the stage production 1776 that you did embellishes whatever their characteristics were, but it looks like they were all, in some ways, their own people, all their own characters.
A lot of those folks were bigger than life.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
quite a collection of people coming together at one time in one place in one part of the world.
So you had a four-way race for president. What, didn't the House of Representatives have to decide that?
Yeah, 1824, it's where they went. They went into the House of Representatives. I don't know why they didn't do that in 2000 with Gore and Bush. Did we ever get a good explanation of why they didn't do that? I guess not, but it was all about the accuracy of the voting in Florida.
Yeah, and it all ended up in the courts.
It's
to certify those results in Florida and go from there.
It's every sports bettor's dream to bet on a game after it's already been played. But nearly 100 New Jersey gamblers have awakened to the harsh reality that life doesn't work that way. The saga began when two sports betting firms mistakenly entered the wrong date for a match played in England.
Okay.
That meant the game was over when some bettors laid odds
on a bet that
a particular player would score, which he did. The 86 bettors put money on what was literally a sure bet, winning a total of nearly $15,000 in the process. Those winning bets were voided.
They were,
And the companies have been fined by gaming officials for the error. So,
and I assume those bettors got their original money back.
Well, I don't know. They rolled the dice. They gambled with, with their money, I guess. All right, 6:36 here, Steve, and 10 in the morning on KNSS. And as you pointed out a few minutes ago, Shockers playing basketball tonight at Oklahoma State in Stillwater.
Going down to Gallagher Iba tonight.
Have you ever been? I'm sure you've been to that arena, have you not, Ted?
Yeah, I've called a game there.
Did you? Okay. Well, I never
had
been
there. It's an interesting venue.
What's it like? Is that a new arena?
No, it's old.
It's old one, right.
Yeah. One they've had for years. Of course, they've redeveloped it over the years, but so it's old, but yet it's new, and it's super steep. That upper deck.
Well,
is
that's what I was remembering.
Really, really steep.
I was kind of remembering watching on TV, and it's like you're looking right down.
That's
on
exactly
the
what it is. So you're crammed into kind of a small space.
Seems kind of scary. I don't have much experience with Oklahoma State, except I did have a friend from high school who got a scholarship there to play baseball and basketball at Oklahoma State. He played for Hank Iba.
Mr. Iba.
Legendary coach. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they took him because Tim was a switch-hitting shortstop and very good. And he was a switch-hitting. He left to right. He'd go left to right in basketball as well. He wound up playing, going on to the minor leagues. He played for Baltimore's, in Baltimore's chain for a while. But, yeah, he went to Oklahoma State, and that's the only person I've ever known, I think, who's gone there. So, there anyway. His name was Tim Gorsuch. He was an all-city, all-state basketball player here in town. All right.
I always kind of wished K-State had done with Ahern what Oklahoma State did with Gallagher Iva. I wish they'd have refurbished it and continued to play there.
Yeah, because
instead of building,
Ahern was
Bramlage out.
Ahern was quite a building. If you've never
I wish they would have found a way to keep it useful.
I was only there once, but it was impressive.
For basketball.
It was like the biggest barn that ever was.
Yeah.
Exactly what it was. 6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Speaking of barns, we're going to check in with the CB Handle Bum Steering right now. That's right. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning.
Breaker.
Yes. Tuesday, the entire cattle complex was hit with selling. That put the contracts on their lowest trade of the past 3 to 6 sessions. Now, the close was mostly triple-digit losses for the live cattle, but the feeder cattle managed to have two-sided closings at the end of the session. Keep in mind, Monday, all of the live cattle futures made new contract highs, and so did deferred feeder cattle futures. Now, there were reports of some 138 cash in Texas yesterday. Lean hogs bounced off their session lows yesterday, but still closed negative. On the close, Feb cattle $1.40 lower, $137.90. Jan feeders down 87 cents at $164.85. And Feb hogs 95 lower at $79.97. Now, Tuesday was another session that saw most all of the commodity markets get slammed lower. The wheat, the corn, and soybeans all close with negative double-digit losses on funds selling. Now, concerns over the uncertainty around the new variant was the main negative to all the markets yesterday. Now, overnight, we have seen most all markets rebound to the upside. Right now, March KC wheat 7.75 cents higher, $8.30. March corn 5.5 higher, $5.73, with January soybeans up 8.25 cents at $12.25.5. January crude oil, $2.95 higher at $69.13. February gold up $12.30 at $1,788.80. December S&P 59 points higher at $46.25.25. December dollar index is 3 cents lower at $95.98, with December Dow Jones futures 320 points higher at 34,777. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, we're getting toward the end of the year now, and how's the commodity market looking out here? Are you strong, weak, robust? How would you characterize what's going on right now in commodity trading?
The last several days we've seen downside, but the downside has came off of some very high levels, so it's not, you know, the end of the world by any means. And it was, you know, pretty much influenced by outside forces, not exactly the markets itself, you know, having a problem. And there's nothing the markets hate worse than uncertainty, and that uncertainty around this new variant really hurt things.
Is that with regard to the new variant, huh?
Exactly. And then yesterday, Powell went and made comments that he's admitting we do have inflation now. That didn't help things either, because it looks like we're going to start seeing down the road what we thought we'd eventually see, higher interest rates.
So right now you're advising everyone to sell everything they have and move to the mountains, right?
I'm not exactly going that far, Steve, but, you know, you might give it some thought.
Well, I'm sure.
I've never been a big fan of the mountains.
Well, you know, I'm sure anybody who trades in commodities has thought about, what am I going to do if this thing crashes? I got to do something. But, well, stay on the bright side. It's December. Christmas is coming, and, you know, retail's going to pick up, and everybody's going to be in a good mood. What do you think?
Let's hope that's the way it is, and let's hope we get 2022 started off much better than we started off 2021, when everybody thought that was going to be the answer to all of our problems.
Right, right. Hey, have you got your Grinch out there in the front yard yet?
No, remember I told you it blew holes in it, and we don't have it anymore.
So you went ahead and put it in the garbage, put it in the trash or something?
Yeah, I don't remember what happened to it, whether it got thrown away or whether it went into a garage sale. I really couldn't tell you.
How big was your Grinch, by the way?
It would stand like 6 foot high.
It's like a personal question to me.
But you know, Steve, I noticed the other day down the street from us, a family down there has a Grinch, and that sucker must stand 8 feet high at least.
Yeah. Well, you have a competition over there in Augusta to see who's got the biggest Grinch, I guess, huh?
Exactly.
All right. Careful over there. Thank you, Tom. It's 6:43, Steve and Ted, coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Things that compel us to spend money.
Aha.
This could be good. They're all good. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. 6:47 here for KNSS. I think it's 6:48. On this first day of December. Now, three big things.
Three.
Arguments challenging abortion law to be heard by U.S. Supreme Court today.
Two.
13-year-old boy dead after shooting in South Wichita, believed to be accidental.
One.
15-year-old opens fire at his Michigan high school, shooting and killing three other teens. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic in the Wichita area right now, things are looking pretty good. Taking a look at the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area, an average still around $2.99 a gallon. That might be coming down a little bit. I'm seeing some lower prices than that out there. $2.89 near 21st and Tyler. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 69 degrees. Yesterday's high 63. Clear tonight, the overnight low 43. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 75 degrees. Now a few clouds, 32 degrees. We have a west wind at 5 miles per hour. Trading on Wall Street ended on a down note Tuesday.
A sell-off in the markets as investors pondered
after rising inflation, taper worries, and the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Amid the news of the COVID variant, which slammed travel stocks and others, Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell said inflation is transitory no more. He said it would be appropriate to wrap up the taper of the central bank's bond buying program sooner than planned. All of that seen as bad news for stocks, as the S&P erased all of its November gains and the Dow finishing at its lowest level since October 13th. All 11 of the S&P 500 sectors finished lower, but investor ire was particularly focused on energy stocks as oil prices fell. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The Dow closed down 652 points, S&P 500 down 88, and the NASDAQ down 245 points. Steve at 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Things that compel us to spend money.
Oh, yeah.
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, here to tell us about it. Tell it, Don. What's going on?
Morning, Steve and Ted. You know, marketing goods and services is becoming an exact science. We may have positive or negative feelings about a product that we may not understand how we develop those sentiments. And those views may compel us to buy more of a certain product or to avoid another. Well, here are some of the tactics that are used by marketers to urge us to want to buy their products. Brand names with strong voiced consonants like B, D, G, Z, and V are considered to be harsh. And when it comes to companies with products that we expect to be strong, we are drawn to those definitive sounds. Think of Black and Decker or Dodge Trucks. On the other hand, voiceless, I know Steve's getting all shaky over there. On the other hand, voice consonants like F, K, P, S, and T are much softer and milder. Think of makeup brands Sephora and Estee Lauder. Yes. Well, buying online may be convenient, but once you've handled a product, researchers have known that you're more likely to purchase that item. Another behavior that market researchers have learned is that if you are not allowed to touch a particular item on display, the likelihood that you will buy more things and spend more money is increased. That's weird. We often fool ourselves. The Journal of the Association of Consumer Research reports that when we dress up to go shopping, we are more willing to spend more. Perhaps it's because we've planned for a shopping event and we determined that we're going to spend some money, darn it. So save money and dress down. Just wear a t-shirt and pajama bottoms like they do at Walmart. Now, when I go to a retail store, I like to be left alone to discover products that are for sale. However, I do like to have some assistance when I need to find a specific thing. I feel bothered when a salesperson is lurking around me. Studies show that when sales assistants hover over shoppers, they are looking for something that they feel expresses their personalities. They will not buy as often when the salesperson is lying in wait. So there you go, salespeople. Just hold back till they look for you and ask for you. And, of course, if you have any questions about this, I don't really know a whole bunch about it, but I thought it was interesting what I just read you. Give me a call, number 634-2222, and ask for Don Grant.
Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, having worked in retail, of course, people are trained, if they're trained properly, to greet people that are coming in a friendly way.
Yes.
And then, certainly offer to help. If you need anything, I'm over here or whatever. But you don't want anybody hovering near you.
There. Yeah, but how do you like it when you walk into like a fast food place and they go, "Hi, welcome to Arby's," or whatever, you know? I mean, when there's like four people that scream it at you when you walk in the door and you kind of go, whoa, what did I do?
They don't do that with me. They just kind of ignore me.
Oh, okay.
It must be because
that's happened to Ted. I got a little laughter of recognition from Ted. I mean, you've walked into places, haven't you, Ted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Ted walks into places and everybody immediately knows who he is and what his autograph.
What about the varsity in Atlanta, where you have that line of about 50 cast and they all yell, "What do you want? What do you have? What do you have? What do you have?"
part of their shtick?
Yeah.
Like the soup Nazi guy?
Yeah.
That's I love the soup Nazi. It was one of my favorite episodes.
Oh, that's great.
No soup for you. All right.
The initial greeting, I don't mind, but I don't know if I could... If I could tailor my shopping experiences, I would be greeted when I walked in, and then I would not be bothered again until I needed to check out.
Okay. Okay. I'm a little bit that way. I'm a little bit that way.
Yeah.
See you coming in the door and say, you're invited to leave now, sir. Today is National Pie Day. Dessert lovers across the United States enjoy a slice of their favorite on National Pie Day. Pie is so delicious, we celebrate it at least twice a year. There's a more popular date in January, January 23rd.
Is that the 3.14
that's the
day?
The no, PI. No. That's the PIE day. This is PIE. This is
okay.
The stuff you eat. For me, banana cream, coconut cream. Ted likes French silk.
Mm.
He likes chocolate. Anything chocolate and whipped cream.
Anything with chocolate,
Ted.
Yeah, a lot of whipped cream. So, yeah, National Pie Day. Have a slice.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea.
Love pie. Got to have pie. All right, guys, thank you. 6:55. Coming up 7 o'clock, all the news this morning. 3 dead after school shooting in Michigan. We have that story and more news on the way. Steve's 10 of the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.